If you have a valuable heirloom you'd like to sell, you might see an expert appraiser to assess its value. For this type of item, Leila Cahoon may just be the only expert in the world. We tap her knowledge on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For quality ag parts at a fair price that ship fast, call Shoup at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
If your farm equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands the machinery you rely on. Most likely, it'll be a farmer like you, and who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts, a fair price, that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. From at least as far back as the year 1500 and up to the year 1900, families used hair from relatives to weave intricate wreaths or place locks in many forms of jewelry as a way to trace their lineage and remember loved ones. But suddenly, in the late 1800s, the art form vanished.
Diamonds became a girl's best friend, and she quit wearing the hair jewelry. And then the car was invented. Women didn't stay home anymore, so they quit doing this art form.
Leila Cahoon began collecting some of the old pieces that had been saved, finding her first in 1956, and later creating a hair museum devoted to the subject.
I have over 750 of the hair wreaths. My grandson has just finished photographing all of them. I have over 2,000 pieces of jewelry. And yes, I collect every piece I can get my hands on.
Many families may own some of these heirlooms, but not know exactly what it is they have.
Some people want to donate something to the museum. Others ask me what the worth is, so I appraise them for people as best I can, since I'm the only expert.
Leila says you can just type in Victorian hair wreath on eBay and find pieces selling, although she says they are often sharply overpriced.
I don't know why anyone would sell something that they know their great-grandmother made, but that happens all the time. There are a few people that want to buy these to hang it on the wall. They just love Victorian stuff.
Leila teaches classes about how to create the pieces, and her museum helps preserve a once very common way to trace one's family in the days before photos captured our history. Traveling the countryside in Independence, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.